This podcast is brought to you by TubeBuddy.com. If you want to get the most out of your videos and get the most out of your visibility and reachability, go to TubeBuddy.com. We have an affiliate code that will get you 30% off. That is TubeBuddy.com/DUO. Duo. TubeBuddy.com/duo.
So, just really quick before we start, hey, welcome to Hack Thought Podcast, the podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. I'm Deepu, my co-host here, Mike. Say hi, Mike.
Hello.
Okay, so really quick before we get into the show, the main show, I just want to share a quick story.
The main show, what's the title card?
The main show, this is a preamble. This is a epilogue one.
Yeah, there's epilogue one. Oh, no one's done chapters of epilogues.
Never too late.
You've got a hit on your hand, kids.
Yep.
Okay.
Prologue one. It's a great...
I voted prologue in the last election.
Okay. The first... Did I ever tell you about the first breasts I ever saw in person?
I hope this isn't real. I hope this isn't...
It's the best story ever. It happened in a fast food restaurant.
Excuse you? What story is it?
The story of the time I saw...
The breast story ever?
Oh! Nice catch. Yeah. Nice catch.
Other people's breasts, of course.
Yeah, I mean, mine aren't that
great. Please, end the stigma.
Yeah. Can I tell it, or is it not good?
No. Oh, let me be clear. I don't want to hear it. Go ahead and tell it.
Okay. All right. I was like, I don't know, maybe 12, and I was at the Boston Market.
I'm going to set a soundtrack to it, do you mind?
Yeah, please.
Yuck. Gross. Keep going.
I can't talk like this. Sorry.
Yuck. Gross. Ew. Yuck. Poop. Vomit. Gag and puke and gag. And gag and retch. And retch and puke. Barf.
All right. You know what? Let's just start the show.
Tell your story.
No, let's just start
gross.
The show.
I hate it. It's pervy. It's gross. Keep telling it.
No, you've made your point.
Keep going.
Dude, the topic of the show?
Just tell the story.
The topic of the show
is
pretty
dirty. Just tell the story. I literally am going to drive to New York and beat the shit out of you. Tell the story.
Okay.
End the stigma, please.
Okay. I was in line at Boston Market after baseball practice. Mom's just trying to feed her kids. All right. Me and my brother. Okay. Lady in front of us at Boston Market. She's like this drugged up hussy. She's basically a hussy. I'm going to use that word. It's very accurate. The way she was dressed.
Mm-hmm. And the stigma.
Yep. You know, she had like this corset thing on. It was very frilly, very...
You're talking about a hooker?
Yeah, it was basically like a hooker. It was basically... Or like some sort of drug addict, but like dressed in like a romantic gear. You know, female romantic gear. Which I assume she got from Modell's.
It's not Fortnite. You can't get like a romantic gear. Pre-order now and get your romantic gear.
Yep. Yeah, she spent all the Fortnite bucks and got it. No, so she was wearing this dress, right? And like where the boobs should go.
Dress or corset?
Of course that's not the right word. Corset is...
You don't know anything about women. That's why I stopped you for saying. You don't know. The things Deepu doesn't know about women are amazing.
Yeah, well, this story kind of explains why I'm like...
I think this story explains everything, because an alien that tried to dress like a human woman came down and confused you.
Yeah, so anyway, I look to the right of me. There's this lady. Her boobs are showing. They're not covered at all. Not covered at all.
Nice.
Yeah, and they weren't great, but like, hey, it's my first boobs, you know? I tried to play it cool. My instincts were... Right, you know, to like kind of look over at the steamed vegetables and, you know, kind of sneak a glance.
How old are you?
I was like 12 or 11, maybe younger.
Okay.
Had all the hope in the world in my eyes, and then I had even more hope.
In your eyes.
What's that?
You said she was on, like...
She was definitely drugged up.
I don't want to... Okay, there is a little bit of end the stigma here. Obviously...
I'm so confused by your stigma.
What you're saying... Yeah. Well, please, yes. End the stigma for a second.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is that, you know, you can't tell she's on drugs, right? That's the thing about drug addicts is they're good at hiding it. So what you're saying is this person is so wretchedly that you assume only a lifestyle in which she is addicted fully to drugs full-time is the only reason she looks that way.
Yes.
So what could be good about these breasts that was if she's that this poor human.
Mm-hmm. Who I sympathize for. Like, you know, I would have started a charity for her or something.
That's not generally the word I think of with breast arousal. Just so you know, yeah. That's not necessarily, mm-hmm. I sympathize with you. Boobs, nice, sweet.
Yeah, so...
This is your major trauma. I just want to throw this out there. You need to talk to a doctor about this. This has clearly confused you throughout all time.
Yeah, I mean, there's this story and then there's the other story, but yeah.
Oh my God, the other... This is actually how, like, a psychologist talks to doctors. Are you comfortable talking about that other story right now?
I totally am, and we're trying to...
I know, we're done. This is the grossest segment I've ever heard in my life. This is Hack Thought Podcast, Restaurant Saga, Deepu Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Fangers.
Oh my God, I love that theme song by Freddie Unreal.
Please don't blaspheme! God!
I said only good things. I only speak well of Freddie Unreal. I only speak well of
you
him.
You blasphemed, so it's fine.
All right. I did the Halo theme.
You don't know.
Everyone does the Halo theme.
Boom. Oh, man.
Okay.
If that played at church, I'd go.
Yeah, seriously. I would totally go to the Church of the Arbiter, like if that was a real religion.
And no one cares about this bit because only Mike and Deepu care about the plot of Halo. We're the only ones.
Yep. Anyway, so...
If they played the Halo theme song, just to add to it and put a button on it, if they played the Halo theme song and the Mario theme song at any religious organ ceremony, I'd go every time. To hear that, like, everyone's coming into church,
you'd probably get sick of it after, like, a month. I'll give you a good month of
it. Let me say, I play hour loops of the... I am going to, after this work, to an hour loop of just...
I get it.
I can't do any more.
I get it.
Copyright.
I do that too. Not as crazy as that. Not an extended like 3 second loop, over and over again. But
no, we have the whole. Just whatever. Say whatever you're gonna say.
Okay. Today's episode. This episode is about. And you, I know you didn't want it gross, but it's gonna be gross, and you're gonna have to deal with it. It's about farts. Okay.
Well, I have no problem with farts. Go download on the Android Market my game. Don't fart.
Oh, perfect.
It's a real video game.
You're okay
go
with
download
farts.
It.
Farts are mic approved. Thank fucking Christ.
Okay, here's things I don't want to hear about. Your boners. Things that caused your boners. Things you've done with your boners. Things that your boners have caused. Things that your boners have disappointed. That's what it is, Deepu. Generally, it's boner-related material I don't want to hear about from you.
My stories, my Boston Market story had no boners in it. So I would like an apology.
Sounded a little bit like there was some boner stuff.
No, it was not arousal at all. It was purely like an animal in the wild situation. Like animal observation.
Look, please end the stigma today.
Okay. Today's episode is about farts. Who are they? How have they learned to live among us?
So, okay. I get what we're doing with this. This is a Deepu type episode. And I just have to sit here and take it.
Yeah. No, okay, hold on. Let me ask you something. You like farting?
Okay. So... This is a question I've brought up with people before. When Hack Thought is brought up, our friends at the now MacGuffin Pod asked me about liking pooping, to which I said, no one likes pooping. People like the relative relief of the fact that their body is filled with poop, and then later has no poop in it.
The expulsion.
No one truly enjoys pooping. What you enjoy is the fact that there's an uncomfortability, and then you poop and it's gone.
I would agree with
that. I'd say probably a very rare amount of people... enjoy the anal stimulation of pooping.
Oh, well, I guess I'm a very rare breed.
I don't know. I think people have weird mixes about this topic, and I think that most people don't like pooping. It's like, I'll use some real stuff on you. Do you know how people get addicted to PCP?
No, I don't.
They become addicted to the come down. Oh. It's a physical addiction, mind you, to PCP. Mm-hmm. And your body becomes so fearful... and in this terrible place, you become addicted to the fact that that ends. At least that's the theories I've read in my limited non-psychology background.
I got you. All right, well, my point is, we all have to fart, so it really is...
Farts are obviously the funniest thing in the world. Do you want me to read what I wrote to... Okay, I haven't had a chance to share the story yet. Welcome to Michael... Can I just share this story? I know I'm blowing your thing here.
Please.
Can I share this
Go
story?
For it.
Okay, so I made a video game called Don't Fart. Mm-hmm. It's a point-and-click game in which you answer questions and you don't fart. Okay. So you go through a series of scenes. You know, the first one is like you come in and it's a courtroom and the judge says to you, look, this is a murder trial. Please. It's a serious matter. Don't fart in here. Okay. And then you go through the whole murder scene and then there's a button that comes up that says fart. And then you press fart and a huge thing comes up that says there's a very loud fart noise. And then it says you fart. Okay. So I write to, I submit it to the Android store. It's fine. Wait, I gotta find out where it is. Hold on. I'm gonna find this. Give me a second.
Oh yeah, sure. You know, just another tale of Mike's emails, where one side cares than the other side. You're just yelling at a server in California.
Go fuck yourself. Hold on.
Well, I hope the IBM server really cares what you think. But
it's not a server, moron. So I submit this to the App Store and they say they write blah 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 blah. You can't say quote unquote fart app. So this begins a series of debates in which I say, you know, this is not a fart app. It's a game. It's a point and click game. It's a game of adventure. It's a game of satire comedy. Now I am recognized by Apple as a professional satirist. So I was given a second recognition. Because I do satire for a living, they then talked to me. And they said, you know, like, we'll hear your satirical reasons for making this game because it's a fart app. To which I said, it's not a fart app. A fart app is a soundboard generator. This just has a fart button in it. Okay? So I will read you what is on the support page if you buy Don't Fart the Game, which is free on Android. That is a bad... By the way, I'm having these conversations. My girlfriend's listening in the other room, and she's like, are they not dying from laughter, you talking so seriously about farts? And I'm like, no, that's what's sad. They are not... They don't find this funny at all.
Yeah, I mean, farts are like a personal... it was a pleasure of mine. I take it very... like a nice walk on the beach or a glass of wine. Like, I really appreciate farting.
Yeah, that's not radio silence. I'm letting that fart of a joke lay where it lies.
No, I mean, I treat my farts like I'm cooking for my family. I put a lot of care into it. Like I move my cheeks in like a way that really gets good acoustics, good feel on the rectum, good air. I think like the right diet is like that's the most important thing. If you have too much broccoli, like you're gonna have like really stinky, really airy poots. Okay? You got to bring the broccoli
up. What's happening?
You gave me blank air and I'm going to fill it, baby.
But I didn't ask you to. What is this your joke? Is this your bit?
No, this is actually off the cuff. I actually had some important points to make about farting.
Okay, this game is a satire. Like we have said, this is talking about farts. This game is a satire. Like we have said, this is something that has been happening for the entirety of history. There are people who say, oh, certain cultures don't care about farting. This is a fallacy on its face. There do exist cultures throughout time who believe farting is natural and more akin to the modern American attitude towards sneezing. Sneezing, however, like coughing, hiccuping, or blinking, is largely out of your control, meaning humans must make a choice to fart, or rather, as a pro-fart advocate would say, choose to hold in your fart as your body wants to fart. This ability to control, along with the audible noise of flatulence, means humans have always had to hold farts in order to not interrupt or distract. But it actually goes deeper than that. To the evolution and spark that brought about the age of humans and our species itself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure they took you
one
very
of the
seriously.
Most amazing yep. things about this is very serious. One of the amazing things, this was me writing a
letter that they don't care about
why fart. Yeah, yep. No, it's not a letter they don't care about. They wanted me to write this letter. They asked me to write this letter. Stop it. It's a person.
All right.
One of the most amazing things about the fossil record is we can determine how long a species has been around. Homo erectus has had since its development the same butt. This means that without a doubt, early prehistoric man could hold in a fart the same way we can today.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing has also been a huge part of society for... Wait, did you want to comment on each of my amazing thesis, Payson?
No, but as a guy who took one class in evolutionary biology, you're right on the money. We all have an anus, and we're all formed the same way.
It's been the same anus since the beginning of time.
Yes.
Which means if you can hold in a fart, it's something you relate to. A caveman could hold in a fart. It's universal, important humor. Clothing has also been a huge part of society for a long time, and society does have an effect on this. One of the important parts of understanding farts is to understand that man's ancestral evolutions were already in society and wearing clothing. Early modern humans, Neanderthals, and Cro-Magnon are the earliest inklings of humans, and they had clothes and a society. One of the functions of clothes is that it is advisable to not go to the bathroom in them. Hence, since the dawn of man, the choice to fart or not fart in order to prevent an accident has been around. Even our modern understanding of psychology is determined by our desire to not go whoopsie in our jeans. Freud suggests that parental desire to keep us clean is what causes many functions of our superego to monitor our behavior. This suggests in some way that a psychological evolution, in order to not keep ourselves disgusting, has made us humans today. Meaning that the choice to fart or not fart has developed men. All the way until Louis Pasteur had to get people to wash shit off their hands, which they refused to do.
I think you're taking a little credit away from some species that do control their farts and do have manners and do have, like, you know, basically like a family home setup. So
I'm so excited to hear what this is going to be.
All right.
Go ahead. List some species.
Beavers.
Bears?
Beavers.
Yeah. Beavers.
You know, they're all kind of...
What do they do?
Well, I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but...
Yeah. My stuff was facts. What was your thing?
No, I'm just... Okay, some animals...
Just do your
leave
bit.
Leave the pride and poop somewhere.
Is this part of your bit? Is this part of your bit, this beaver thing?
No, I'm riffing off of your thing.
Yeah, okay, look, if beavers fart, let us know.
Okay, I'm sure some animals poop outside the house. Wherever the home is, the home territory, they go somewhere else. They poop somewhere else, and they come back. You don't think they fart somewhere else and come back? You don't think they know how to do that?
I don't know. It's a great question. I'm not saying that this is a uniquely man thing. I'm saying it's important to our biological needs.
You literally said that this is uniquely a human thing, and I disagree with you there. I think beavers and dogs do all...
I said unique to human society, and what has probably made us unique is that... Okay, think about a very grand moment. Something very important.
Like the time you saw boobs in a Boston Market for the first time?
No, less important than that. You know, more like the signing of the Constitution.
Oh, okay. I got you.
There were tons of people in that room. The statistical likelihood that someone had to fart is really high. And so during every important event, I want you to go look at paintings of things, pictures of things, and just think all those people are folding in heart and farts. So this feels like a more emotional moment.
See, you hold in farts, right? Sometimes when it's appropriate.
Everyone, what are you talking about? What's going on?
Okay, hold on. Some people just let it fly. Some people can't let it, you know, they don't want to shit themselves. They, you know, they got to fart. Here's my question. When you hold it in, I've held it in sometimes and then had the fart go away. Where did it go?
Right up into your lungs. Gives you lung cancer. And the stigma.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Where does it go? It's there. Just moving around. That's how you get like uncomfortable gas. It's like trapped in there.
I feel like
so you hold in the fart and it moves around in your intestines and stuff. And that's why you feel like if you have gas that's not coming out, it's like just trapped in there. It's just air. That's what that is.
No, I'm experiencing something else. Like I have this ability.
Oh, I forgot you're from an alien planet, and so you're experiencing something else. Right? Okay. No, it's unique to. I forgot. Wait, people should know this. End the stigma. Is that all experiences are incredibly unique to you?
Yeah, I'm special.
No. For me, no. For me, I have trouble dieting. No. For me, it's no. No, for me, I have a tough relationship with my parents. No. It's, you know, I don't think you get it. I love my wife. Yeah. Okay. This is my thing. I understand it sounds similar. But I like my dog.
Okay.
I get it.
You are putting me in a corner here, like
I paid paradise and put it in a parking lot.
Yeah. I think I can make farts disappear. I'm pretty sure I can. It's just in my body, somewhere else. But let me tell you.
Spoiler alert! I haven't seen any of the Marvel movies, and now that's what happens, isn't it?
What?
Thanos makes all the farts disappear.
Oh, that's what happened. That's what he made half the farts go. All right.
I'm bored. What's your part? What's your power?
Okay, well, forget the power. You'll see one day. You'll see one day when the time is right.
Oh, my God!
Okay.
Deepu, I've just opened my safe for my grandmother and all the farts are gone. Her precious Victorian farts! Those were worth thousands of galleons!
So, Mike, have you ever embarrassed yourself with a fart in a grand way? Speaking of grand moments?
I don't know, Johnny. Why don't you... did you ever?
Yeah.
It was that or Andy Richter.
Yeah, I mean, I sure have, Andy. And let me tell you, I was in the...
Tell me about it.
I will. I was in the fourth grade. I was sitting in the front row. That was my first mistake. All right? And I was like a chubby boy. Like I remember like my pants, like my ass was like bulging out. You know what I mean? I was a big boy. Anyway, so there was like a math lesson going on. And during a pause in the teacher's talking, I let out this fart that sounded like the way a bow and arrow sounds in a video game. Like in Nintendo, like, shoo! No, actually, I messed that up. It was more like, it was an audible tone to it. So it was pew! And huge laugh, like, I mean, like, Eddie Murphy in Raw. I mean, like, everyone's dying laughing. It's the joke of the day. I'm embarrassed. I just bury my head. Teacher's laughing. I remember the teacher laughing. That fucking ass. Whatever. So, you got to be careful out there. I think that's why I got so good at clenching farts.
What are you doing?
What?
That was the post-credit Samuel Jackson scene. What happened next?
No, that was the post-credit scene. That's it. You don't know. That's it.
What happened?
You
got to
wait 2 years.
Did you get... I'm not going to wait. I barely listened to you in the between words. I want to hear... It's the first time you told a really interesting story. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Okay. Here's what happened. I was really... Okay, so big laughter, right? Everyone calms down eventually. I'm guessing it's like 3 minutes later. It was like a 3-minute ovation.
Do you laugh?
No. No. Yeah. I bury my fucking head. I bury my head like an ostrich in heat. Okay. So anyway, couple...
Because as much as people want to think, you really can blame farts on anyone else. It is a very much like this Red Scare thing. You can always just point the finger.
No, it was... I don't know. They just knew it was me, man. I think it was maybe like... They just knew it was me. So anyway, the next period comes along and like a couple of jokes about it. You know, some guy comes over to me and goes, "Hey, Albert," which is my actual name. Pew! You know, they're all making the noise. Pew! You know? And then I remember like, you know, like a little bit later on, these two girls were like, "Hey, stop making fun of him. He's sad. He's sad."
Okay.
And I remember that. That was a nice moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got over it.
And the stigma. And the stigma. That's a fucking great end. Okay, I'm sorry. I know this is referring to last week about how we're all going to end the stigma of mental health because we're magic and whatever. Mm-hmm. You could end the stigma of farts. You actually, that is an actual, like, achievable fucking goal.
Mm-hmm. No.
And they won't do it.
No, I mean, if I had the wherewithal to be confident about that fart, I could have made it like my brand. You know what I mean? I could have been Arrow Fart Guy.
Deepu, live life like you're dying.
I think it's time. I gotta do it.
All right. We're done here. This podcast is brought to you by audibletrial.com/go to hell. You want a free audiobook on us? Go to audibletrial.com/go to hell. You can find all the links to our affiliate codes in our descriptions.